Hi listeners, this is Karthik from the Auroville Radio. I'm here with Sigrid Lindman. And Sigrid, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, my name is Sigrid Lindman. I came to Auroville in 87. And my journey to become a therapist and teacher for homeopathy and hypnotherapy started exactly then, before I studied mathematics. And when I came to Auroville, I got to know about homeopathy in my first days here, and then studied kind of advanced homeopathy in Mumbai with Dr. Shankaran. Dr. Shankaran and his group is long-term associated with Auroville and the Auroville homeopath. And I'm teaching his method in Germany since 2004 as advanced training to homeopathic doctors in certified courses. And so I go every year to do that, and through that earn my pocket money to live in Auroville. So I can give a free service in homeopathy here in Auroville to the Aurovillians. Great. And this I do since 1997. Every day, basically. So, and in 2009 I came across hypnotherapy and invited the teacher, Yuvraj Kapadia, who actually is also closely related to Auroville. He met the mother as a child and also taught his course in hypnotherapy in the ashram. And he's quite a unique personality. He brought his course here, and 25 Aurovillians did the whole training in hypnotherapy. And since then, another 10, 15 are in the process of finalizing this program. And I stayed in association with Yuvraj Kapadia and became one of his trainers in India, and have now even completed the teacher training in transpersonal regression therapy. That's an advanced method which combines certain techniques from hypnotherapy with gestalt therapy, trauma therapy. So it's a very advanced and compact method, transpersonal regression therapy. And yeah, the benefits of it all is, of course, to become a more complete person, to, as we say, also in integral yoga, to connect all the parts of the being around the central being. And this central being is connected to the psychic being. And the psychic being is a being which continues to manifest in different lives, different learning experiences in different lives. And so in transpersonal regression therapy, we trace this. And again, this teacher in Holland, Hans ten Dam, is well aware of Auroville and integral yoga, and he has met people who have been in the ashram. He has met people who have met mother. So when I came there, I was well received, and Sri Aurobindo's books were already there. So I feel extremely grateful to have these three teachers who are also connected to Auroville, though they are not here, but they are very connected, and to offer therapy in this line is exactly the way Auroville and Aurobindo's philosophy and mother, her writing, how we see it, you know, how we experience it. So the therapy is just a kind of facilitation of an otherwise natural process. But okay, why not? Sometimes you can have somebody who just helps you to go through it with ease and to heal, to transform your life.
Okay. People many times confuse hypnotism with hypnotherapy, but what exactly is this difference, and how do you see the potential or future of hypnotherapy in Auroville?
See, hypnosis or show hypnosis is done for show, it's not for therapy. So we use a hypnotic state to do therapies. What means therapy? Therapy means you want to change your perspective. Now, you cannot change the past. But you can change the way you evaluate what happened in the past. So maybe as a child, I thought parents are quarreling because of me, because I touched that little vase and it broke down, and now I'm making a whole, you know, big thing about how I should never touch vases and how I should not do and how I should behave. And now my parents are quarreling because of me, and, you know, I feel very small and take many conclusions because of all this.
Mm.
But de facto, maybe the parents, they quarrel because of some financial issue with the uncle, which as a three-year-old, I'm not aware of.
Mm.
I just did the mistake of assigning what happened to me, what all children naturally do. So now when you, in the hypnotic state, when you go back into the memory of this, you realize that actually they're talking about something completely else, because now you add your consciousness as an adult in it, and you understand. Now that is not about you. Now as a three-year-old, you have no way of understanding finances and uncles and all this, no?
Mm.
So you can reevaluate, and then you can undo all those decisions and the conclusions you took at that time. With that time you had one consciousness, now you have another consciousness.
Mm.
So, and once you change your belief system, you have, can go more for your potential, you know, you're less limited.
Yeah.
That's what we do in inner child work.
Okay.
But then we can even go to past lives. And in Oroville, of course, these things have a further meaning. So in the normal context, you just say you become, you work on your fears, on your limitations, and become, develop your potential, so become, you know, happy in your life and going for what you like to do without being hindered by any baggage. But in Oroville, we see therapy to connect to the psychic being and to see the bigger picture of their life through so many incarnations. And then, why did you come here? So the usual story, like for me, it is for many others. You come here and you just feel I'm at home here and I want to come back. I belong here. Now how strange is this? How you can reason this? This is totally out of logic. And it not only happened to me 30 years ago, it not only happened to people who met the mother, but even today. Even people who have all their life set up and they earn and they have a profession and they're fine, they come here and like, oh, I should be here.
Mm.
So mother wrote that for the people in the ashram, they know each other from some past life. So. Okay, maybe, you know, when we come here, we sense something, some connect with this place, with the people here, with the purpose of Oroville, to which we connect.
Mm,
maybe not from this life, maybe from some other past lives. Why should you feel home in India when you're not born here?
Mm.
So we can only say this can be only past life connect, right? Some people can learn Tamil and speak Tamil and understand Tamil as if they're Tamil. And why Tamilians, some of them speak German and like Germany more than anything.
Mm, true.
It all happens here. So we can connect, and we can connect here on different levels. Some of our past lives may come in the front here and join, you know.
Okay. Also in hypnosis you have like, they talk about a dream state.
See, normally in transpersonal regression therapy, we say we are all in dream states and we try to wake up.
Yeah. So dreams, psychology and hypnotherapy, how are they connected? Can you say something?
It's all connected, no? When you regress or when you're in hypnotic state, you just relive a different experience of this life, or prenatal experience, birth experience or past lives.
Hmm.
So many recurrent dreams are actually past lives.
Mm, very interesting.
So the past lives which didn't end well, they are still playing up in this life to be solved. So let's say somebody has a fear of drowning but has never gone swimming this life. Now how can he have fear of drowning? So it can be a prenatal experience or birth experience, exactly, with the same symptom of drowning. And it can be a past life, and it can also be both.
True.
So now he can go X numbers of time to the pool and he will never put his head under the water and he will never change his fear of drowning. So then we can do a regression and solve it.
It's mostly like connected to, I feel, the whole aspect of letting go, because it's like already there's an image of a fear which is created, but then we're not able to let go of it even after the
understanding. No, you cannot let go of things which they're not solved, no? They will keep coming back. So you have to face it. You cannot separate yourself from it. You cannot say, it is not me. You don't need to identify, but if it keeps coming back, it has to tell you something, so then you need to solve it.
How can people contact you?
So the 3-day, or actually now it's a two and a half day hypnotherapy workshop. It's a first dip into all this knowledge. So in the first day we do the theory of the mind. So we see how conscious and subconscious connect and how the hypnotic state is created naturally and how we use this natural process to sort of make it stronger and reach a place which most people say, oh, this is like deep meditation. It is. It is like a deep meditative state. So we had people in the course who say, for 20 years I tried to meditate, I cannot have a calm mind. And here it is done like in 10 minutes, you know, by somebody reading a script for you. Because we just go with the physiological process. So it's very simple to reach that state. And for me, 2 days hypnotherapy is like going to Vipassana. You learn something essential about how you function as a human being, how your sensations, your emotions, your mind, or your body, how it all connects. What are the processes? What are the processes of how disease is created and how you meditate and what's the original healthy state? And I always say we are like Stone Age men. Our nervous system and body, they're like Stone Age men. Our head is already far in the future, and we can use computers, artificial intelligence, all this, but body, still Stone Age men. So let us understand how this functions, and then we can just live better. So I give these workshops, the intro level one workshops in Oroville, and it's free for Orovillians. Others, of course, have to contribute, and then I'm also starting to teach regression therapy already in India, probably also in Germany, hopefully in Oroville, because it completely goes with, you know, what we learned, it completely goes with Mother and Sri Aurobindo's work. So many times I open a book and read something like, this is what exactly what we're doing. But okay, no wonder our teacher is also very connected. He might come in on August for the bonfire, 15th of August. Yes, so a friend of mine is translating his books into German here in Oroville. I translated also my homeopathic books in here. So for me, Oroville is a place for this kind of research and study and experience, not only books. I practice what is in the books, how to work with past lives, how to work with different incarnations, how to discover the thread of so many lives and learning. Just amazing stuff.
Thank you.
And Oroville is a great place for it. So I created a unit in Oroville with my friend Christine, whom I know for 20 years, as a platform for Orovillian therapists so that they can work in India, also in Oroville, for outsiders. For a visa, normally we have to have a structure, so we have this unit. So Orovillians come for free for the workshops, for the sessions, and outsiders contribute, and they can come here and get sessions and can get the level one workshop. And you just find us on orovilleholistic.com. So Oroville bar, middle bar, holistic.com. And you find all what we offer. There's yoga classes, there are hypnotherapy, I give also trauma therapy workshops, wellness workshops, health coaching, and in general a holistic approach to health. We have acupuncture, we have qigong, we have osteopathy. We have like 6 Oroviddians now who are part of our platform. There will be somebody else joining also for osteopathy, second osteopath soon. And we have amazing therapists here in Oroville, but we miss out a bit on the marketing side. We don't say what we do. but we should. I'd like also to organize, come for 1 month of learning in Oroville, like in September, and then people give workshops and people can come and stay here and learn so many things in a short span, in a very, you know, in Oroville, we are in a very condensed place, you know. We are a village full of therapists.
Thank you very much for everything you shared and for your service in Oroville. Anything else you would like to say to the listeners?
Be curious. So much to explore in life.
Okay.
If you're interested in Oroville, maybe some past life is waking up.
Thank you.